This is the Capricorn FM podcast.
Let's start with you, man. Kimang Senior Oat, and where in Tuffloop are you from?
So, Senior Oat is a music producer, a deep house music producer, who is a Christian who does gospel through deep house. So, Tuffloop, like I'm situated in Tuffloop right now. I don't know where exactly in Tuffloop, but around off campus, off campus, yes.
And then let's talk about the name as well. Why the name Senior Oat?
The name is embarrassing, man. It's
yeah, when I hear the
how
story,
about the name is embarrassing. So a friend of mine, like I think we were listening to music back in the day. I believe maybe it was 2016, 17, maybe somewhere there. And then we were listening to music by an artist by the name of DJ Oates, Oates, DJ Oates.
Yeah.
I think maybe you might know him. Yeah. So he was like, "No, Marawana, you are better than this guy. Like you are better than this guy." So when I was told you are Senior Oat, like Senior Oat isn't like you are the senior of that guy, and it was like, yeah, that should be your name. And it sounded catchy and nice, so I was like, okay, fine, then I'm Senior Oat then.
I actually saw a picture you posted on your Instagram. It was a picture of oats, and then someone just wrote Senior and then Barbia Esquire. So maybe that can work in your favor.
Yeah, it's a problem.
Maybe it can work in your favor. You'll be partnering with brands, Jerry Oats, Esekhal.
Yeah, Jungle Oats, if you're listening, please do the pods, please.
Do the pods, please. So outside of music, we rang. I know you're a producer, you make music. Outside of music, what do you do?
Well, I'm studying my third level more in the University of Limpopo. I'm studying a Bachelor of Science in physical and mineral sciences. So it's a tough degree, but then yeah, it's coming all right.
So how are you maintaining the balance? Because I'm thinking anything that has to do with science, I'm speaking from a personal experience here, anything that has to do with science, now you're booked everywhere, you're busy. I just saw your lineup for this weekend. How are you maintaining the balance between school and music?
So what I do is that, like, I only go to, like, let's say maybe I'm booked, maybe Mopulukwan, let's say Sweet Pops. I'm going there tomorrow, Sweet Pops. If they say that I play at 9 p.m. to 10 p.m., I'll make sure that I get them probably by 8 or half past 8, and then by 9 I play, and then by 10 maybe take some pictures, and then come back home and then study.
Nice.
So that's what I do. I only go to the place that I'm booked at by the time that they want me, like closer to the time that they want me there, and then I go there and play and then come back. So that's how I think I manage. I think
so. Aone wa groovanyana, you just there kill mereko there.
Yeah, well, I get groovy, and you wouldn't believe it, or I don't even drink alcohol.
Yeah. Yeah, you are right. I'm struggling to believe. But
yeah, I didn't believe it.
Now, music is why you and I are having this conversation now. Most of your songs, like from even the album that's out now, Feast in the Night, most of the songs are about praising God. What was your childhood like? Did you grow up in a Christian home, or you found your way to God later on?
Well, I wouldn't say that I grew up in a Christian home, but I grew up, we can say for now it was a Christian home, but it was not Christian. So I grew up struggling a lot, like trying to find out on who is God, how do I know God, and how do I know that I know him. So it was when I came to varsity where I met a friend of mine, a good friend of mine, Bakite Musho. And then he you know these arguments where you argue about, hey, whose church is right, like you are always arguing, hey, my church is, hey, what this and this. So like there's this one day we're having a conversation, and then he came with his Bible. I'm used to arguing, like we just arguing, we just so and then he came with his Bible. Like he showed me points from the Bible, not what he was saying, but he referenced it to the Bible and then said, this is what it says about this, this is what it says, and then everything. So I didn't, that day I didn't argue, I just listened. So, and then, yeah, and that's where I am today. He led me to Christ, and then this is, that's how I try to share God's word in my music. So that's most of my music. Actually, I think from last year, I think after the release of Lazy Hands, which is a song I released last of last year, I believe.
Yeah.
Lazy Hands. It was when I started to do gospel deep house music.
Now you've been DJing a lot for some time now, and I can assume that you've been trying to get into the market, to get your music out there, to get your talent recognized. What are some of the things that you saw along the way that you didn't like about this industry, the music industry?
There are a lot. I think so far there are a lot. I would say the biggest one is lies. People lie, like I think the face that like what people present to us and what they say they can do and what they really do is not the same thing. The lies, the betrayals, and then.
It was just too much for you, ne?
Yeah, I think still is too much for me now. I think I have to deal with a lot of it now, and coming from where coming from, where my Christian background, I would say it's challenging. It's challenging, yeah, because sometimes you have to please, you have to try to please people. Sometimes you have to try and beg for help, and I came to a point where I just said, what I'll do is just I'll just do my music and that's it. So, but then it seems like so far things are going well. The song All in You is doing so well. It reached I think 2.1 million views on YouTube.
Yeah.
In 3 months' time, and then Give Me Jesus yesterday reached 1 million views, and then. And the rest of them are coming. So I think so far things are going well, I would say.
I like that. Yeah, no, actually everything is going well. And now I want us to talk about how everything is going well. And somehow I feel like it is a bit overwhelming for you. Like it took you by surprise because you released a statement, a statement on Twitter on the 6th of March this year, where you said, "Horio, I'm taking a break from music." What happened there?
Yeah. So there, I was struggling with my assurance of salvation. I was in a place where I was asking myself am I really saved? Do I really know God? Do I really know Him? So, and then come citing like there was music. So music was, I think my music was like picking up, like the momentum was picking up. So I think it was conflicting with my thinking process. So I just thought no, I need to figure out this first before I can pursue music. So that's why I released that statement.
So are you fully back now to music? Have you got the assurance you needed?
Yes.
And now Oshap?
Yes. Thank God I have all the assurance. Yes. Now get sharp.
Yeah, no. It must have been a very difficult time. I can just imagine because you know it's like a transition from music wa gago wa tseba gore it's you and maybe a couple of guys or some people from church that you listen to your music, but now it's literally everywhere. So it could have been everywhere. A lot. So I just want to say congratulations once more.
Thank you.
And also congratulations on hitting the number one spot on the Capricorn FM CTM Urban Heart 40 with All In You. How does it feel, actually, seeing your music get so much love? I'm sure in a day alone, you get tagged in so many Instagram stories, in so many tweets, in so many Facebook posts. How does it feel for you right now?
You know, now, you wouldn't believe when I say that I have about 4,836 messages that I must respond to.
No, I believe.
I think it's great that my music is doing well, and I think it's a lot of work. It's a lot of work because I think that when people about Tega, they say, you know, your music is nice. We appreciate your music. We are healed by your music. Your music is nice. Your music has helped me in my times of darkness when I was thinking of suicide, and then I heard your music, and then this kind of things, when someone checks you or mentions you somewhere and then you don't respond to them, it's a bit discouraging, if I would say, for that individual. But then I would say that people are really into my music, man. They love my music so much, and it's amazing. It's amazing. The car that passed by where I stay every day, in town, and wow.
Yeah. Wow. I can just imagine. Amazing. But also, now, does it feel weird? Because now, when you go anywhere, like you said, when you go to a set, or let's say you're playing somewhere around Polokwane, when you get there, literally everyone wants to take pictures. How does it feel? Besides the music, now they want to associate themselves with you. How does that feel for you?
It feels weird in a way. It's weird on their part, but on my part, I'm not used to these things. I don't want to lie. I'm not used to people taking pictures with me. So now, people want to take pictures. Hey, senior auto, please. Yeah, it's weird, and I think it's humbling in a way. It's humbling because people didn't want to take pictures with me back then, but now they want to take pictures with me.
Now
so
they
I think
do.
I think that's humbling. Right? It's amazing.
Now, Kemichi Enderman, that's a very amazing vocalist. How did this collaboration come about?
So, actually, we met, I believe it was 2019 or 2020. I believe. So, Mzweshpa is a friend of mine that I've worked with on so many songs, including Give Me Jesus. So, he featured her on one of his songs titled Speak. So during the studio session, I was there, so I was helping there, and then she came along, and then she sang. I loved her voice so much. Her singing was just effortless. She was just singing out of her heart, and it was amazing. It was amazing. And then we linked, and then we exchanged numbers. And then this year, I was like, no, man, let me, I think it's time now I feature Kemi, because I think her voice back then was bigger than my production. So I don't think my production would have accommodated her. So I was like, no, I need to go first. And then this year, when I did the instrumental for All In You, and then I just knew, I don't know, let me just... This is for her. No one else here. And then I called her, and then she agreed. And then, now here we are.
And what's the story behind the song? I get that, she's a very beautiful singer, and your production is amazing, and you're trying to pull people towards God or Christianity. But when you got this into the studio and you said All In You, what was the message that you were trying to put out to whoever's going to be listening to this song?
Actually, the song relates to the statement that you mentioned before. it was after that stage where I realized, or actually, it's I see His grace and I see His mercy and I see His love in my life, and that's when I thought, the lyrics just came to my mind. I not literally came, but then I was just playing with around with the pen, and then when I look into the mirror, it's Your grace I see. When I look into the mirror, it's Your mercy I see. It's Your love that I feel. But I've seen all my life, but You loved me still. So, and that was the whole atmosphere behind that song. And then she came also, and then she and then You Never Sleep, You Are Watching Over Me, You Guide Me, I Have All in You. So that was, yeah, I would say the whole atmosphere of the song, acknowledging the Lordship of Christ.
And it's a prayer of some sort, and it's just like most songs on your catalog. These are kind of songs that on Sunday at church I can sing along to it, but on Friday I can also sing along to it when I'm out. Was this always your intention? Because we know people love music, but for groove to actually get into gospel kinda, it's not easy. Was this your intention to say, let me just put the gospel into wherever people might be listening to the song from?
Not really. I wouldn't say that was the intention, though. Ever since I started doing music, I didn't produce music for I wouldn't say that Nicky produced the music to release music or to give people the music and all those things. I first started learning the software, and it was interesting to me. And then I joined the choir. I started singing in choirs and everything. The music theory was interesting to me. And then I found out, I can. This software that I'm learning and this choir that I'm singing here, the logic is the same. Things have to go in one direction, and then they have to align, and they have to. So I just started doing music, and then started doing music, and then I started to release my music, and then so far, I would say when I released Thief in the Night. Or let me say, I think before that, Above All, we released an EP, Mzweshpa and I, titled Above All. We released that EP, and then people loved it so much. So when people loved it, it was a first, really, when so many people loved our work. I was okay, it's fine. And then again, we released Lazy Hands. And then now it was just bigger than Above All, the EP, and the people loved it. And so and now coming to Thief in the Night, the support was just two times that. And then so this has been the formula so far. I really do what I love. I love doing music, and then I just put the music out there. It's not necessarily that I wanted to reach people wherever people are, but then I think that's also something that I see now that my music is doing. So I think I'll put it down in the footnote.
And are you ever gonna go a different direction from the direction that your music is at now? Are you actually thinking of maybe as your career picks up in music, you're going to go a different direction, or you're just going to be straight up, this is the kind of music you're going to make through and through?
Well, we never know what tomorrow holds, but then this is the kind of music that I love to do. And this is the kind of music that I love to do. And then I don't see myself doing any kind of music. I don't see myself doing any kind of music other than this one. But we don't know what the future holds, but then this is what I have to do, and this is what I'll continue to do. Yes.
No, man. So I'm sure there's a lot of kids from TERF who are from Mangueng, let me say, who are looking at you right now, okay, and just thinking to themselves that if he can do it, then I can do it. So do you have anything that you'd like to say, yeah, to them, like an advice of some sort? Someone who, it cannot even just be music. It can just be like maybe going into acting, going into whatever. But is, yeah, there any advice that you'd like to give to those young kids who are right now looking at you on some, your senior out is killing this?
Yeah, I think what I would say is firstly, I think I would say that, like, I think that I don't have the right. I don't think I have the right to say that I have it's been long. I've been trying to get my music out there, but no one was listening. I don't think I have that right. I think what I did and what I can say to people who other people is that I did what I loved, truly speaking. I did what I loved, and then people loved what I did. So that's where they marking. Maybe you can say the success picked up, but then, yeah, I just did what I love, and then today this is where I am. I think if people do what they love, I would say that, like, it's something that can help too. Something that can help them because they are doing what they love, not necessarily what is trending or what is people say they want, but they do what they love, and then and when people do, like, when people love that they do it they do it well.
That's true. Because, yeah, even then, like, if you're doing something that you love, when you don't get the recognition for it, you just like, no, it's what I've loved. I put out my work out there. I get that.
Yeah,
So, and then, okay, you're in your third year of studies. Your music is picking up. So what are your plans for the near future? Are you going to continue with science, or now is going to be spreading the word of God through your music and trying to see how far the music thing can go?
Well, it's something that I'm thinking about, like even now, like, I'm still thinking about it, like what is the way forward from here? Do I continue with the sciences after this, or do I continue with music? But I think truly speaking, what I'm doing here in UL, I'm doing it because they said there was space, so I got admitted. So now,
yeah,
I'm doing it.
No, but I know that story, because with you, like, no, we are going to January, but we are not going to space it.
So, but then, like, what I do love, what I really love is music. So I think going forward, I'll just focus on music.
Oh, man, that's beautiful. But yeah, Ofei Jagger. We are really proud of you. It's such a beautiful thing to see when talent from the province is actually going all out and breaking barriers and actually getting the message across. So I wish you nothing but the best going forward. And yeah, we're now from my side career. Ofei Chikamo Skolong, and then Rojana Pilerira Min.
No, thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for having me today. Thank you so much.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.